Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Mexican guitar duo Rodrigo y Gabriela took an unusual route to success. They started as a failed heavy metal band in Mexico City, then took to busking on the streets of Dublin, then sold over a million copies of records with their blend of acoustic rock and flamenco. Now their journey has taken them to Havana, where they recorded new versions of some of their old songs with a Cuban orchestra. We'll talk with them in a minute, but first, let's hear something that came out of those Havana sessions. Here is Rodrigo y Gabriela with Santo Domingo live on Soundcheck. We'll be right back. That is Rodrigo y Gabriela live on Soundcheck with their song Santo Domingo. The two of them playing guitars, Rodrigo Sanchez, Gabriela Lopez. It's been a long time since you guys were last on the program. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Gabriela, you're giving new meaning to the term rhythm guitar over there, all the percussive stuff that you're doing on the instrument.
Yes.
So that's no need for a drummer when you're able to, like, rap on the body of the instrument and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we always kind of like to have drummers around, so they're always welcome anyway.
Which you certainly had an opportunity to do with this this project called Area 52, which was done in Havana. I wanted to ask you, though, about the piece we were hearing at the top of the segment, because there was some sitar, some Indian sitar. That's Anushka Shankar playing that, right?
Yes.
Rodrigo, so she was a part of this session in Havana as well?
Yes, we had a few guests apart from all the Cuban orchestra, among them was Anushka, which is a good friend of mine. And so we've been trying to do something together. But, I mean, we are normally on tour and busy, and now she's a baby.
Right.
But we were...
She actually brought her baby here on tour with her when she was in New York.
Like last week, I think.
Yes, that's right.
So, we're delighted having her on the album.
But the real kind of focus on this album is this 13-piece Cuban orchestra that the two of you worked with. So what was the idea behind this project? You took older songs of yours. What made you want to revisit them like this?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that locally we have a part of that orchestra with us here today, which is Alex Wilson on the piano and Alfredo Echeverria on the bass guitar. And, it was the idea behind it came out of our... some sort of like self-indulgence idea to an orchestra playing our music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but we didn't have the opportunity to have that dream come true because we were touring so much. But once the 11-11 album was totally promoted and toured all over, we had holidays. And then me and Rodrigo decided to go to Cuba and have a musical holidays in the studio. With the orchestra, with Alex, and it was just fantastic, and we love it there.
So 11-11, was about 3 years ago, right?
That
album?
Right. Yeah.
And so this has been a while in the making, and now here you are back out on tour playing a sold-out show with this band at Radio City Music Hall on April 20th. Are you playing with the full band? I mean, we've had major problems here in this country getting visas for musicians to come in, and here you are trying to bring musicians from Cuba. Were you able to do that?
Yeah, we were able to do that. We are playing with six of them, but not because the other ones couldn't get in. I mean, we just decided that format was enough for us to bring the tour, and they are amazing. I mean, we have trumpets and sax, and we have a percussion and drums and tres, and
which is
this
the
session,
little
guitar
like
instrument.
Yeah. So, and the title Area 52, what does that refer to?
Well, it's a reference to obviously to this Area 51 thing that
the UFO thing. Yeah,
yeah, but you know,
this is the next area over.
Yeah. Can explain that live on radio.
But it is always like a joke, you know, and it's also, it plays with the idea of some restricted areas in the minds about some certain kinds of music. As me and Rodrigo, we have played, I don't know, we can play Metallica piece along with Take Five, and that's breaking the rules, you know, in a way. So this is totally restricted area because now we are with a Cuban orchestra playing who knows what kind of music me and Rodrigo play anyway, you know. It's just a joke, some sort of way.
Well, and one that people are taking pretty seriously, the Area 52 project from Rodrigo y Gabriela, kind of a scaled-down version of that band with us in the studio today. You want to do Hanuman next?
Yeah, this is Hanuman. Absolutely.
This is, speaking of, you know, breaking boundaries, this piece is a tribute to Carlos Santana.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right, let's hear a live performance from Rodrigo y Gabriela and friends live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That, once again, is Rodrigo y Gabriela, live on Soundcheck with Alvaredo Achavarria playing the bass and Alex Wilson at the piano. Rodrigo y Gabriela's latest record is called Area 52, and Alex did a lot of the arrangements.
Everything.
For that,
all the Cuban arrangements are Alex Wilson, mm-hmm. So which is an amazing musician.
So you've got the band called Cuba,
yes.
C-U-B-A, Collective Universal Band Association. helping out on the record, and various other friends. We mentioned Anushka. Now, Gabriela, you mentioned before that you and Rodrigo, you know, you've played everything from Metallica to Dave Brubeck. That piece that you just played, Hanuman, is a tribute to Carlos Santana. 1111, the album you mentioned before, mm-hmm. That title track was kind of a tribute to Pink Floyd, right?
Yeah, that was a tribute to Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it is this idea that... at the beginning of our career, me and Rodrigo, we had no career, you know. We just decided to travel and play the music, mm-hmm. and with no expectations of anything. So, and I guess all this music that we love to hear, which is a wide range of styles and genres of music, somehow filter in, so in your own playing and start to come up organically. And that's the kind of idea. So we don't have these divisions in our heads when we are playing. And I think that's right. Important.
Is there anything that you've wanted to play that you haven't been able to make work for the two guitars?
Well, flamenco.
Flamenco, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's very specific style of playing and amazing. You know, we love flamenco, but it's pretty complicated.
Well, I mean,
I haven't even tried.
Yes.
But you can sort of hear echo. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that to hear that you love flamenco. I mean, I think you can hear that in the way you guys play. But I know what you mean. That is a very kind of
strict tradition.
Congratulations on Area 52, the new record. I should also mention that Rodrigo y Gabriela have contributed to the soundtracks of some recent films, Pirates of the Caribbean Part 4, right?
Yes. Yes.
And the animated Puss in Boots. And
yes.
Then there is the Friday night sold-out event at Radio City Music Hall. Rodrigo, Gabriela, thank you both for being with us on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
And a little bit from the album Area 52 in the background, going to wrap things up for us today. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, the director of the New York-based Music and Memory Project joins us to look at the role that music can play in elder care, particularly in the lives of those with dementia. Plus, band leader Johnny Colon joins us to look at Boogaloo's past and present. And don't forget, 1 week from today, we'll be live in the green space with guitarist Khaki King and the string band Punch Brothers, led by mandolinist Chris Thiele. And you can be there, too, next Wednesday, April 25th, live at 2 p.m. Visit the Soundcheck page for details, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Josh Rogozin. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.